With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
71% of men say they find this attractive when a woman does it on a date.
I think I know the answer to this. I think it is nods her head yes at him, or looks at him, or speaks to him.
No.
Tom is delirious.
Yes.
Any of the above, Tom.
Anything. She's there with him. They're happy.
71% of men say that they find a woman attractive when she insists on splitting the restaurant bill.
Oh, that's my crazy.
Gosh, that's crazy.
What's happening to this world?
We have gone, chivalry is dead, man.
I'm just curious.
I was going to say, I mean, it's okay if she asks, but I mean, are you letting her?
Yeah, this says insist upon.
Yeah, okay. That means she doesn't want a second date, maybe.
So here's what I want to ask the girls. Have you ever offered to pay for the date?
Yes.
Okay, so you want to split the restaurant bill.
And that means they don't want to have a romantic time with this guy. That's their way of saying, I'm not interested in you. So these guys are idiots.
The guys, they think it's attractive.
Yeah,
in
they're idiots.
Study.
They're cheapskates, too.
No, Tom, that was actually because I really wanted to go out with him, and I figured I had to pay for it.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Okay, that's an unusual situation.
Yeah.
Some women have to pay for a second date.
No.
But no, okay. I mean, come on, ladies. Yeah. Demand better than that.
Well, we'll get to there in a second. Darby?
The first date, no. But after a while, like, say we go to the movies and he buys the tickets, like, I'll volunteer to buy a popcorn or
that's
a drink.
Cool. Okay.
If you're in somewhat of a relationship,
that's
maybe
different.
Not as serious, but at least you're going out regularly, it's different.
Yes.
But when you first start dating, the guy needs to be putting his best foot forward because we all know that's the best he'll ever be.
Okay.
And if he starts off splitting the check with you, it's going to go down from there.
Well, she's offering. She's like, why don't we just split the check?
No, you said insisting.
Okay. Yeah,
that's like not even taking no for an answer.
Yeah, and as Cato pointed out, you can offer, but he should say at that point, no, this is my treat. I want to take care of you.
I am so happy to spend time with you. That wasn't funny.
Shorty.
Wasn't supposed
Shorty's.
To be.
Yeah. Now, I had a girl do this one time, and immediately I realized that she didn't think of it as a date.
Right, or it wasn't going to be a second one.
And I knew at that point I was not going to get a good night kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, you know, very good looking.
Friend zone.
Yes, you got friend zoned.
Well, I know that. And it was a horrible feeling when she said that. So I don't think girls should do this.
Can that work the other way around, though? If the guy is with the girl and he's going, yeah, this is going to be the only date. Would you split the check with me?
I think that'd be okay.
That's a guaranteed only one date, Brett, if he says that.
I know, but he knows it.
We know it.
He knows it. He's like, he's doing it on purpose. He's like, this is not what I expected.
Yeah.
So, could you just split the check?
And call Uber.
Here's an even worse thing, is what if she says, I just want to pay the whole thing?
Really?
She's like, I want to pay for everything so I don't owe you anything.
And send you home at Uber.
Yeah.
God.
That's rude. That never happened to me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. That would be bad.
You know, I just don't know about this.
Everybody works hard for their money. You don't want to be taken advantage of. But at the same time, you do want to be spoiled occasionally, especially on a first date when you're trying to get to know each other.
And that's what's funny, because I'm the guy that says if a guy sends you a drink over, you need to have a conversation with him. He sent you a drink for a reason. But I think on a first date or a first few dates, he should buy.
Well, we know that.
I'm saying that's two different angles on that.
But I'm just saying nowadays, apparently, some of these guys, they think it's attractive when the woman says, hey, let's split the check.
Maybe that's their way of feeling better about the fact they just got friend-zoned.
Well, of course he's going to think it's attractive. He doesn't have to come out of pocket for the whole thing.
He's like, yeah, Debbie's awesome. She paid for half the meal. And I haven't gotten in touch with her since then, but it was a good date.
Well, as she offered, though, it's her own fault.
You know what? You're absolutely right. It is her own fault. She just needs to be the girl on the date and let the man be the man. Let him, give it to them.
Dumb Debbie.
No, not dumb Debbie.
Who?
I mean, just let them have one of them have the opportunity to pay.
Dumb Debbie. I've heard of Debbie Downer.
Dumb Debbie Downer. I offered to pay half.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.